previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM, Matthew Mole, and let me breakfast with Wayne and Charlie T. All right, I was following him last night on Facebook, and he was giving, like, sort of up-to-date info as it was coming through from his various sources on the ground around the Corredo area, around the catchment areas. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've had a ton of rain over the last 24 hours, particularly in Nelson Mandela Bay.
He said from his various sources. Also, he is the official source when it comes to things like this.
Garth Sampson from the South African Weather Service. Good morning.
What do I, Charlie, and the listeners?
Yeah, listen. All right, so a lot of rain coming down last night, and the most important question is the rain falling where it needs to fall?
Yes and no. The good news is that the Korea area had around about 32 millimeters.
Yeah.
That water runs into the Churchill and eventually the Mpofu Dam. Then the Ubertiba area, they didn't fare so well. They had under 10 millimeters. And the Potensi area only had roughly 4 millimeters. That is not so bad because the Potensi area is at the dam wall. It's what happens up in the Babian. And I'm told from various sources that there is snow in the Babian. So that is also another good sign with that melt. It will go down into the catchment area. So that is some good news. The other good news is that it should rain most of today, especially along the coastal and adjacent interior, which is the catchment, for the rest of today and even into tomorrow morning. So that is some good news. And what we must try and achieve is that magical figure of 50 mils in 24 hours. So that is quite possible that we could get that, and that does very good runoff into the dam.
Garth, you also mentioned a lot of snowfall in some of the catchment areas. Eventually that will melt and will be runoff as well. But a lot of snow about our region as well?
Yes. I suppose I've got good and bad news there too. There's a lot of snow. I'm getting photos in on my Facebook page, my Weather Guru page, from as far afield as Baltimore, Queenstown, the Gulf of Death Pass, Warpat, Bass Pass, and Lewisburg Pass. Apparently, a lot of the passes are closed, and a lot of the roads are closed. I just sent you the update, which I'm sure you'll post on your Facebook page. The Oxback will definitely have, but the bad news is, by the time everybody wants to go there over the weekend, it would have started to melt. So that's the bad news side. So before everybody starts rushing, by tomorrow, I think the snow will start melting as it appears from the west.
All right, so 32 mils was measured around the Corredo area, which impacts the Churchill and then into the Mpofu Dam. What you're saying is that we are looking forward to more rain throughout the day into tomorrow, which is great, because it is forecast to rain over the catchment areas.
That is correct. We just hope that it carries on as it does. It's not going to solve the situation because we're not having a flood at the moment, and it's not going to lift water restrictions. That is yet to stay for quite some time, with the Coca Dam at a mere 4%, the total under 10%. But it should give some runoff, and we should see by Monday morning, when the latest figures come out, how much that dam has risen. But I will send the figures through to Algoa, and you can post it on your site or check it on my Weather Guru site.
Awesome. Thank you for the updates, Garth. It's always great chatting to you. And this is better news than the last time we had a chat. Like you said, it's not going to stop the drought. However, it will bring some relief to the system at the moment.
And then possibly buying maybe 2 or 3 days, I'd imagine, Garth.
No, we're hoping it's going to buy 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I just like to give my save water. Start reading your meter daily.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's my big tip for today.
And if you have a tank and it's filling up at the moment, rather than using municipal water, use the tank water, because there is more rain on the way, and so it will just refill that tank again.
That's definitely.
Awesome.
Lekker.
Thank you, Garth. We'll catch up real soon.
We'll have some more good news.
All right.
We will. Thanks, Garth.
Day. Stay warm. Ciao.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.